From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Tropical storm Hanna has come ashore at the border between North and South Carolina. Top sustained winds are at 60 miles per hour, and the storm is zipping north along the east coast, headed for Canada. Chris Lancey is a specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says Hanna won't hang around long to do damage.
The fortunate thing is it's moving fairly quickly. We're seeing Hanna move about to the 20 miles per hour to the north-northeast, so it's not going to have time to dump a huge amount of rainfall and cause a lot of flooding.
The next big storm of the season, Hurricane Ike. It's a powerful storm with top sustained winds of 115 miles per hour. It could reach Florida by Monday. Pakistani lawmakers have voted for a new president. Initial returns suggest the winner is the widower of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Asif Ali Zardari is already head of Pakistan's main ruling party. He coordinated a political coalition that forced former Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf from office. Iraqi officials expressed surprise and anger at the U.S. government that's been spying on Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. These allegations come in a book by journalist Bob Woodward. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
In a new book on the Bush administration's conduct of the war in Iraq, Woodward quotes unnamed U.S. officials as saying that through their spying efforts, they know everything Maliki says. In a statement, Iraqi government spokesman Ali al-Dabak says that if the allegations are true, they show a lack of trust and would cast a shadow over Iraq's relations with U.S. intelligence services. He says Iraq would demand an explanation from the Americans. The spying allegations come just as Iraqi and U.S. negotiators are struggling to define the future role and powers of American troops in Iraq after the U.N. mandate runs out at the end of the year. Some Iraqi lawmakers warned that these allegations could cause Iraq to harden its position on some of the issues that remain unresolved. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Presidential candidate John McCain will campaign this weekend in Colorado and New Mexico. NPR's Scott Horsley has this report.
John McCain and running mate Sarah Palin will be campaigning together in Colorado Springs and Albuquerque, hoping to build on the attention they received during this week's GOP convention. The candidate's first stop after leaving St. Paul was the small town of Cedarburg, Wisconsin, just north of Milwaukee. McCain asked who in the crowd had seen Palin's acceptance speech, in which he talked about cutting costs in the Alaska governor's office.
You know what I enjoyed the most? She took the luxury jet that was acquired by her predecessor and sold it on eBay.
Palin did list the plane on eBay, but it didn't sell there, so the state ultimately unloaded the plane with the help of a traditional broker. Palin's also been challenged for touting her opposition to the Bridge to Nowhere, a project she initially supported while running for governor. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Colorado Springs.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. There are several news reports that the federal government may take over mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're the largest buyers and backers of mortgages in the country, guaranteeing some $5 trillion in loans. This summer, Congress passed a rescue plan intended to bail out both shaky firms if necessary. Critics say if this goes forward, taxpayers will be exposed to billions of dollars in potential losses. Stocks had modest gains on Friday, but had a miserable weekly performance. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Before trading began, the Labor Department said the unemployment rate jumped from 5.7 to 6.1% last month as non-farm payrolls plunged by 84,000. Adding to gloom on Wall Street, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported a record number of mortgages in delinquency and foreclosure. But after an initial sell-off, stocks rebounded. The financial sector led the way as investors bought beaten-down shares in hopes the housing contraction won't worsen and cause further bank losses. Another dip in oil prices also buoyed the market. The major indices rose modestly, but for the week they were all off sharply. The Dow Jones Industrials by 2.8, the S&P 500 by 3.2, and the Nasdaq Composite by 4.7%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
The Machinists Union of Boeing has gone on strike. Members voted earlier this week to reject a final three-year contract offering an 11% pay increase over 3 years. Union leaders say they deserve more because Boeing made a profit of more than $4 billion last year and has $275 billion lined up in commercial plane orders. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.